We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, episode number 317. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Vice President of Strategy for Reflexive Media. How's it going, my friend?
Going great. Going great. It's been a busy day, been a busy week.
Likewise. Likewise. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm getting our newsletter going again.
Oh, you are? That's awesome.
But in like the best lazy way, use Tidings. Have you seen that?
I think so.
It's the same thing University uses, Blumenthal uses. What it does is essentially you post, it'll take what's on your Facebook page, a business page, and it'll convert it into a newsletter. And then you can add other images, I mean, add other articles, other feeds, switch up images, cut things down. It's very simple.
Can you do that for personal pages too? Because I know mine would be fun to read. I have a bunch of people I'd want to send it to.
You know what? I doubt it, but I don't know.
Shoot.
It's pretty cool. It's inexpensive enough, and it'll save us enough time that I'm like, I'm all in. And we've got a pretty old MailChimp list, which I might just still use and just make sure that everyone's cool. Give it an opportunity to unsubscribe, of course. But it's, I don't know. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good way for us to do it. It took me a lot of work to get our original newsletter out, which we had, man, many years ago now, but we were putting out one a week. It was crazy.
Nice.
Anyway, this will make things a little easier, and easy is good, but still informative. So we're pretty excited about it.
I'm excited because I got a new drum set, but that's totally separate.
I saw that. Are you just going to look at it, or are you using it?
I haven't decided yet because it's got a very specific sound. It's kind of geared after John Bonham from Led Zeppelin's set, and it doesn't necessarily fit with the music that I play with the guys I jam with. But I'm going to try it for sure. We'll see.
So it's not one of those things that, I mean, it's been well used, right?
It's in really, really good shape. I actually had to search for, I know we're totally off SEO topic, but I actually been searching for 2 weeks to find a Ludwig branded drum head made by Ludwig to put on the front of it like John Bonham did. And I found a little place in Eastern Pennsylvania that had one still because they stopped making them years ago. So I'm excited about that too.
Nice. Gotta have the fun.
You gotta have those hobbies.
Yeah. So I'll let you lead with the first one here.
I don't know how to, everybody has been posting this all day. Apparently Rand is officially leaving Moz, even though he took a hiatus, a couple months ago. He's been out of there, hasn't been really working there, but he's officially gone. He's launching a new startup. Everybody's all excited about it. Yeah, that's it. I'm not really excited about it. If you can't tell.
Everyone but us are really excited. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Good for him. We'll stop seeing him on the news. So
yeah, and he's still gonna go to the conferences. He's still gonna be around in our space. He's a super smart guy. He's a really good businessman, so I doubt he goes away anytime soon.
Yeah. Anywho, there you go. Moving on.
You just didn't want to say what we had written down in the notes. That's all. So you sent it to me hoping I would say it.
Yeah, I didn't say a thing. You're the one who wrote it. Anyway, voice search ranking factors analyzed. Moving on. You made the notes here too, so I'll let you jump in, even though I've got lots to say, I'm sure, as we go.
Yeah. I've been really looking into voice search recently, and conversational search, which is a whole separate topic, and it's much harder to sort out. But there was a really interesting study by Backlinko where they looked at the ranking factors tied to voice search. And I don't know how they did this, but apparently they listened to 10,000 voice search results and then compared them to the sites and the rankings and looked at factors to see what would come up, what would make a difference for voice search. And they had some stuff that we expected and some stuff we didn't expect. Page speed, HTTPS, domain authority, those are all critical, apparently, to voice search. Short answers are what that gives. The average answer was 29 words. So if you can answer the question, you know, on your page of content in a short, specific answer, it sounds best. This one kind of surprised me. Schema was not a big factor at all for voice search.
Agreed. I still think that's wild. I expect that short term. It's going to be more important later.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised at some point there was a new schema built dedicated to voice search and answers. Something's going to change there, but right now it's not. The interesting thing also to me was the pages that they got the answers from in voice search tended to be long form content. The average content on those pages was over 2,300 words on the page where they pulled the answer for voice search. That was pretty interesting to me.
You know, I bet you the reason for that, though, is that typically they're grabbing content or grabbing these answers from authoritative content, and authoritative content tends to be long form. We're going for generalities.
Yep. Well, the next two pieces too kind of tie to that same thing you were just saying. One is social engagement looks to be a big factor. The average answer had over 1,100 Facebook shares, and that ties back to the long form content thing. That stuff tends to get shared if it's really interesting as well. And then, of course, higher rankings on desktop had a better chance of voice, but I honestly think that's more correlation over causation, right? You're not going to have a better shot of voice because you're ranking higher. I think some of the same factors that allow you to show up in voice are also going to help you do better in desktop search. But I thought it was a really interesting article. Search Engine Land has an article on it, or you can go to the Backlinko blog. They have a study post as well. It's something we as SEOs need to start thinking about, because it's, you know, years from now, 2 or 3 years, that's going to be a major part of what we do.
Yeah. In fact, I've been looking at a potential speaking gig where I'd be doing a lot of discussion around all that. So it's a bit overwhelming, because really it's still so early. I mean, everything's happening now, but it's still so darn early. A lot of it's conjecture. And even studies like this are pretty rare and are just sort of leaking out. Yep. And then, you know, it can change next week. It's all up to Google.
Exactly. You know,
the whole scheme and Amazon.
Yeah. But the whole scheme of thing, it's interesting because right now it's not there. But like you said, that's probably going to change. They have to figure out what they want to do about that, how they can better utilize that technology to help them with the voice search piece, if at all. And then would Amazon even use schema, right? Amazon's algorithms are getting more and more sophisticated, so it'll be interesting to see when and if or someone discovers that Amazon is leveraging schema, or if they tell us that they're going to start leveraging it.
I've been avoiding it, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get an Amazon for my office, since I've got all the Google Homes all over my home. Mm-hmm. I've got to try, because I don't really understand the difference, because I haven't experienced it enough. I know that the people I respect the most in this field of voice, that, you know, do a lot of great podcasts and such, mm-hmm. they overwhelmingly say that Google Assistant is smarter.
But Amazon's way ahead. I mean, it was really interesting to me recently. I'm starting to see other products that include Amazon. So they'll include the Amazon, what do they call it now? There's Echo into the product, like a television with Echo built in. So that's going to be a game changer, because when you can start using the Amazon technology in other products, that's going to be. It's going to be Google's going to have to catch up. If they're not doing that already, they need to release. Well,
that's the thing though. Right now, I keep track of this, and it's overwhelmingly more Google Assistant being added to products. Sony's new headphones coming out, or even older headphones from Sony's are being upgraded somehow. I guess it's through their software because they're Bluetooth with. Google Assistant. I mean, they're getting a ton of press, at least. I don't know which one's winning, but I wouldn't want to be fighting against Google, even if I was Amazon.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's scary. But I mean, they've certainly, I would say it's safe to say that Google has invested more in their voice AI and all that stuff over the years. I mean, they've been pretty much the leader.
Where's Apple going to fall on this? Because Siri's been around, I think, longer than both of those, yet it's not even in the game right now, is it?
Oh, apparently it's just dismal in comparison.
Yeah. It was interesting. They found out.
Which doesn't give me any joy at all.
No, they recently, it was this week sometime, it was uncovered that Apple's iCloud is based on Google servers. So basically Google is iCloud.
Yeah, is that like confirmed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh wow. Well, I guess better than Amazon. Yeah, they had to pick something, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I wonder how long it's going to be before Apple gives up on trying to do their own assistant and integrates to one of the other two.
They'd be foolish if they did. I think.
I think so.
They just need to invest in. I mean, well, I don't know. I never get what they're up to, and especially now. I'm not sure how well led they are now, but guess we'll see.
Yeah. All right.
It just seems like they, you know, because they broke the mold on it by doing Siri, that it'd be a shame. I mean, I love competition. I want more competition out there. I would love it if they had come out with something even better.
Or you know what's improved. You know what's going to happen though. Siri is going to become the Betamax of the virtual assistants.
Yeah,
except not better quality.
It's been years since I've seen anyone use Siri on a phone. Mind you, I don't have a lot of friends with iPhones around me, so that's probably why.
I've got a really close friend of mine that uses it all the time, but it's only because he can't type.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, he sucks at typing, and he's annoying as hell when he does it.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I'm sure you love it. I'll make sure to make all my requests via voice when I hang out with you next. Yeah, over cigars. Awesome. All right. Well, let's with that nice tangent, let's take a quick break and we'll get right back into it.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the addiction that's good for you.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Vice President of Strategy for Reflexive Media, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So next on the news front here is that Google, this is from the Search Engine Roundtable. I thought it was quite interesting. We'll get a little more into the description of what this means, but Google is going to clarify how to make lazy loading images and content SEO friendly. So lazy loading. So what this essentially means is people have been using lazy loading for a long time. And what it does is it delays the loading of particular content after the page has been loaded or rendered. So people can start reading, start digesting the content. Meanwhile, this other images may load after. And it does greatly speed up load times of the initial load. However, Google has said in the past, and well, it still says, that it has difficulty seeing that information. In fact, most of the time, lazy loaded content is not visible to them. I should have put this in the Mueller files. Oops. Anyway, this is a quote from John Mueller. He says, there are various ways to lazy load images. It's certainly worth thinking about how the markup could work for image search indexing. Some works fine. Some of them work fine. Others don't. We're looking into making some clear recommendations too. Which is great news because I've got clients that use lazy loading. I mean, they just didn't have a choice. And I think it's a great idea. It's something that should be built into most themes and WordPress and such, but it's not.
Isn't lazy loading, though, something that we really don't need to do anymore because of bandwidth increases, because of browser speed increases? Isn't that something that's kind of remnant of an older web development mindset? Or is it something that really still helps? I'm asking because I don't know.
I find it's very important for things that are a little more processor intensive. Like, we're talking milliseconds here of difference, but it adds up quickly. Things like rendering a video, even if it's not playing. At YouTube, it's still a cluster when you add those to websites. They're painful to add. I know there are ways to do it, and my developer is way above me in that regard. He's managed to do it a few times and making it look quite good and load fast, but it can be quite painful. Ironically, actually, I find that when we're doing page speed testing, most of what we run into that are slowing down pages are Google scripts.
Right.
Like analytics. Like, God, they're slow.
Isn't that just they're going to start pushing people to it's on the tip of my tongue. The one pixel, then you add everything into that for all your tracking.
Tag manager.
It was on the tip of my tongue. Are they going to start pushing for that now because of that?
Well, it does the same thing. All it's doing is loading all the content at the same time. It's not lazy loaded or anything. Right. I mean, we wouldn't want lazy loading for analytics anyway. That would be kind of painful. You'd lose a lot of traffic. All those 1 second traffics wouldn't show up and you have no idea. Not that they make a big difference, but...
You mean all those bounces?
Yeah. Hey, you want to know about them, though.
True.
And where they came from, and et cetera, if Google even lets you know that. Anywho, it's nice to hear that they've got that on their radar, and we'll hopefully have recommendations soon. All right. Google's mobile-first index is expanding within several weeks. You read that, so let me know. Is there anything else to say?
I mean, we've been talking about the mobile-first index for months and months and months now, and it's coming now. They're expanding. they've been doing it on some websites for a while now, testing, but apparently they've through the testing process, and now they're expanded to multiples of websites now. I still don't think it's going to everybody. There's some worry about sites that don't have mobile versions. And people are worried that, okay, if it's a mobile first index and I don't have a mobile version, what happens? And this is our next thing here. Actually, they're saying they will crawl desktop sites, but you're going to lose the mobile friendly boost in the rankings. And I guess depending on, you know, what your site is and what niche you are.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
It might not be a huge issue for you, but it's still, I think, best overall if you create a mobile version of your website just for user satisfaction, not just the SEO reasons.
Yeah, and I tend to see a bit of blank looks on my on client faces when I actually do see them when I talk about this. And why would Google give a boost to a site that has a mobile friendly experience? And the reason why is they are all about providing the best experience to their users, and they realize, cause clearly they have the data, that upwards of 70%, and I think might be even over now, probably over that now, of users are using mobile to surf now and do their searches. So if they're going to give a result and they know people are going to click on it, well, they want to ensure that results coming from Google are fast, are good, they're high quality, and that's makes sense, right?
Yeah, and Google said last year that over 50, I think it was closer to 60% of all searches on Google.com are done via mobile devices, right? So, you know, that's one of the most trafficked websites on the internet. And if 60% of people are trafficking it on a mobile device, they can take that and say, they extrapolate out and say, well, mobile is actually, you know, the more important platform than desktop these days. So they're going to give a boost to it.
Yeah. And the same thing goes with their push for HTTPS, that's secure sites. They want to ensure that also their users are secure, that they have less chances of being hacked or having a poor quality experience, which they connect to having a secure versus non-secure site. So that's another reason they're pushing that, which anyone out there hasn't done that should get around to it soon, very soon. There already is, again, it's a small part of the whole, but they are noticing that many of the top ranking sites in competitive niches have secure.
Yeah, and just like we talked about earlier with the voice search, which is the next version of mobile, you know, is voice. You know, mobile took years to really explode into what it is today. Voice will do the same thing, and already we can see data in these, the Blacko report, or the Backlinko report said, HTTPS is critical to get that voice search. So lots of reasons to do it.
Very cool. All right. The next bit, I love that they came out with this. Thinkwithgoogle.com. That's their, I don't even know what they'd call it. I guess it's their public facing website to show off cool things.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would describe it.
Anyway, they have released a tool, or two tools. One is a speed scorecard, and the next one is an impact calculator. And these are all for mobile. And what they're supposed to do is give us SEOs and any forward-thinking website owners the ability to see how a slow website can impact their business. So the impact calculator, you'll use that to enter what average cost, or how much traffic you may get. Or estimate per month. What's the average price of a conversion? What is value to you? How fast is your site loading? Where are you from? It gives it, I guess, because they're pretty decent with their data. Obviously, they got lots of data, so they're making sure it's as accurate as possible. And then they tell you what's that financial impact if you've got a slower ranking site, and it's pretty scary. I mean, some of the examples they show there, it can be significant. The other one is a speed scorecard. And that allows you to compare your website to other websites. And that will give you some idea of just how slow your website is versus competitors. There's nothing like that little trigger. Get people to be competitive, right?
Exactly. It's interesting to me that I think somewhere recently I saw a statistic that the average load time for a page on the internet is just slightly over 2 seconds. And it's rare nowadays that I see clients with sites that are loading in under 2 seconds. So how is that the average? I'm not sure, unless they're including like AMP pages and stuff like that.
It must be.
Yeah. But it's interesting. If you can get a site down below 2 seconds, it's got to have a huge impact.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. It's fun when you're trying to do a show and you get a message from your mom talking about your kids. It's like, okay, I try not to be distracted. All right, putting that to the side. Okay. She's supposed to be picking them up, so I'm trying not. Okay, all right. I don't have anything to say to that. So let's move on.
mobile speed is important.
Yes.
And Google has new tools.
And I like the tools.
There you go.
Okay. Next one is a study. Replying to customer reviews result in better ratings. This is interesting. HBR, which is the Harvard Business Review, did some research and determined that, and I'll quote this here, "We found that when hotels start responding," in this case it's reviews, "they receive 12% more reviews and their ratings increase on average by 0.12 stars. While these gains may seem modest, TripAdvisor rounds average ratings to the nearest half star," unquote. That's pretty significant. I mean, for a hotel especially. And really the only reason I wanted to note this is obviously there's unlikely to be any big hotel chains listening to this, but there could be. Is that I think it just drives home how important it is to respond to reviews. Even if they're good reviews, get in there and say thank you. And just be that person you'd want to be in the public eye and be very courteous to any negative reviews. Just respond properly and appropriately. And there's lots of great articles out there about it. I think it's a good lesson that it can help you as well.
And while this study focused on hotels, I think that this is a sound strategy for any business type. It's going to have a similar impact for sure.
Now, this is just the impact of the ratings, right? Their star rating. But it's even greater impact for perception. If I go to a person's Google My Business page or I see it within the knowledge panel in a search and I look at their reviews and I see that they've responded to every one of them and it's pretty cool. Like they've done a great job. They're very genuine. I get a warm and fuzzy feeling about that. There's something about it. I'm more interested in calling them than another person.
Yeah, you want someone that's going to respond and be interactive and connect with their customers. And I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. And I would say that in the 90 percentile range of clients that I've dealt with, they don't do it. They just forget about it. And I can't blame them. I mean, everyone's busy. And frankly, sometimes in many cases, because we deal with small, medium business, the internet is barely on their radar. But this is important. Yeah, and I do believe it can make a big difference on how much business you get. Especially since local search is getting so much more competitive. All right, let's take a quick break and we get back. We're going to talk about link wheels and Web 2.0. Wow.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping high speed on a horse named Archibello. So yes, my body hurts, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life.
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
Oh, Archibello!
Learn more at brainhealth.gov.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them.
Visit www.catholiccharitiesusa.org to learn more.
Webmasterradio.fm. Keep your headphones handy and the feed loaded. We never stop.
deal.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Vice President of Strategy for Reflexive Media, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right, what's this?
Well, actually, I moved it. This should be the beginning of our Mueller files because we don't want to miscategorize a topic again.
My eyes. I'm like, where the hell did it go?
No. I moved our thing up. So there was a thread on Reddit. And if you've never been to the SEO subreddit on Reddit, it's a miraculously amazing, confusing place. I don't know how to describe it, but it's nuts. And I didn't realize John Mueller spends time on there, but he does. Someone was asking a question about quote unquote Web 2.0 Google tricks. And John responded basically saying link wheels and Web 2.0 Google tricks probably don't work. And in my mind, they haven't worked for years, but that probably kind of threw me. It's like, what does he mean by probably don't work? Doesn't he know? But I know for a fact link wheels, you know, that's just ridiculous to try that. But I guess I don't know what they mean by Web 2.0 Google tricks. Do you have any idea?
Why don't they list them? I'd love to see the list.
Exactly.
But I would never be abused.
Yeah. But I wanted to bring this up, A, because it's one of those things that might get circulated around, and we want to make sure our listeners know that, you know, this is the kind of thing. Let's define a link wheel, just to make sure our listeners understand this so they don't participate in it without knowing, right? So a link wheel is it can either be one person with a bunch of sites or multiple people that have gotten together with related sites to say, I'll link to you. You link to that guy, you link to that guy, and that guy will link back to me. So everybody gets a link, but they're not reciprocal links. And so that's a link wheel, right? That hasn't been an effective tactic for quite some time. I remember, Ross, you and I actually spoke at a conference in Florida, one of the Webmaster Radio or affiliate marketing conferences, and I was on a black hat, white hat panel, and this question came up, and even back then, it didn't work. The guy that was representing the black hat side, he says, yeah, those don't work anymore. And that was years ago. I think I was still living in Florida. That was like 10 years ago. So people are still trying to do this. According to John, they probably don't work, but they probably haven't worked for many, many years.
You know, I've been doing a lot of research trying to find good link builders for my company so we can, you know, we do a lot of link attraction, but frankly, there is still a need for high-end link building. So mm-hmm. We're building that wing. Fortunately, I should make a note that I have found someone, and if anyone's interested in building some link equity, let us know. I'll be happy to talk to you about it. That said, it has been very revealing. There are a ton of PBNs out there.
A ton of
link builders that still do that. And some of them are killing it in terms of wealth. I mean, they are mm-hmm. so busy.
Well, so talk about
completely dead. I don't know what scam so long.
so talk to our listeners about PBNs because that's not the same as a link wheel.
Oh yeah, I can't even for some reason I'm drawing a blank on what that stands for again.
Private blogging network.
Right. Well, it's very to me that's the same thing, really. I mean,
not necessarily because
it is content. Yes.
And most of the private blogging networks that I'm aware of, you say I need a link from a site on this topic, and this network has a site on this topic that they've built up equity on, and they'll add a link to it for you. The link wheels is really that give and take thing. I'll give you a link if you give him a link, and he gives me a link, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's under the same kind of guise, but much more complex. A little harder to pick out, especially if you've got a decent PBN, like a group of people that are really quite good at what they do. Anyway, those are killing it still. I'm not really surprised about that.
There's some big names in the industry that I won't mention here because that are still using PBNs and they're making sales left and right.
Yeah. Oh, they are completely. And yeah. uh, I,
I'm not going to mention any names, but when I was looking into it, in this case, one of the biggest ones was Russian, and he was just, it was obscene.
Yeah.
Just the amount of business.
And the only reason I'm not saying the name is because I don't know if they're an advertiser on Webmaster Radio, and I don't want Brasco coming to Ohio to cut me down.
Yeah, and I'd prefer not to piss off the Russian mafia just in case he's connected.
Yeah, that too. That's a good point. Did I say Ohio? No, I'm not in Ohio. I'm in Arkansas. Yeah.
In any case, it's been really interesting. Most of it was, this has taken me a long time to find anyone, but the people that do good quality link building are absolutely swamped. And there's a good reason for it, because if you get it done properly, I mean, it doesn't cost insignificant amount of money. It's not ridiculous.
Cheap.
No,
it's not cheap at all.
It doesn't have to be ridiculous, but it's not cheap. And it works. It's that simple. I mean, but then again, it's genuine outreach. It's what Eric Ward did. I mean, him being the highest end, rest in peace, but he was he's Link Moses. That's what they call him for a good reason.
Yeah.
He started the industry and he kept doing it the best way possible. So doing high quality link building is still always will be important, I believe.
There was a good article on, where was that? I think it was Search Engine Land, about, 11 or 15, new tech leaks for link building in 2018, written by Jeremy Knopf, I think. None of his techniques were tied to outreach, and they were all really good. So link building is a lot more than just outreach these days. And if I can, I'll find the article and I'll post it in our Google Plus community. But it was a really good piece about all the different things you can do to help earn links outside of outreach.
Good. Yeah. Well, and there is a lot to be done that can be very, very powerful, especially local.
Especially local.
An awesome market. I mean, it's not easy. Nothing is easy if it's going to be of any value. But that's the point. You need someone to help you with it. And that's why we are in business.
Yep.
Thank goodness. So the last bit of news here is Google confirms a bug with crawl stats in the quote-unquote time spent downloading a page, and quote, in Search Console. So Google Search Console, Google Webmaster Tools, every wish you call it. There was an issue on the 20th and 21st of February where the time spent downloading a page report shows a huge dip, and this is across the board. And we're just putting it out there. It's from John Mueller. He stated that this was an issue that is at Google's end. Do not worry about the dip. For all those out there that are panicked or always looking at this data, and I've got clients that do, don't worry about it. It was just a little glitch.
Google has glitches all the time.
They do. They just don't admit it very often.
Exactly. Right, I just confirmed that article about link building I was talking about was on Search Engine Journal, not Search Engine Land, but I'll post it up there.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Vice President of Strategy for Reflexive Media, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.